Just one very short point. So there were reference, and I cannot avoid, there were reference to David Ricardo, to Adam Smith, about the impact that trade may or may not have on the most vulnerable individuals in a country. And even if you go back to those authors, I don't want to get technical here, but if some of you remember Stopper Samuelson, within the Exclusion model, there were people who were hurt, and these people that were hurt because of trade could be the most vulnerable. So I agree with Ambassador Wilson that you need, with trade, you need other policies to try to accompany this movement. The second point I want to make is that very often we understand this as we should be putting trade barriers. And trade barriers, so the solution is what Ambassador Wilson was saying, accompanied that process. The solution is not to put trade barriers. Very often, trade barriers contribute to making trade less inclusive. Let me give you a very simple example. A very simple example. We know, Roberta and I have been talking for 20 years now about heterogeneous trade models with firms that have different size. And we're talking about firm size here. And what we know in that literature, theoretically and empirically, is that if you open up to trade, the smallest firms are going to be kicked out of the market. You're only going to have very large firms. So you're there, okay, so trade is hurting small firms. The problem, yes, so the answer there is yes, but the problem is not trade. The problem is that there are trade barriers, that in order to be an exporter, if in order to be an exporter, you need to pay $1 billion and you need to have that size, of course, the only ones who are going to be benefiting from exporting and trade are going to be firms that are large, that can pay that $1 billion. But if you reduce those trade costs, if you reduce the cost to export, then trade will help both small and large firms. So sometimes, very rarely, the solution is going to be to increase trade barriers. The solution is to accompany the trade process and reduce those trade barriers the most that you can. And I finish there. Thank you very much.